Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is set for a constructive start to the day on Monday. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be up by around 0.5% when we kick off later on this morning, adding to the improvements of last week. In fact, of the last 8 sessions, we've seen the share market improve on 7 occasions. We're navigating a 6-week high at the moment. The market was up by around 0.7% on Friday. So when you look around at stocks generally, the momentum so far this year has been quite encouraging. But then, of course, you have to put that up against that rocky finish that marked the end of last year. So a little bit of enthusiasm that seems to be building as the days and weeks roll on. We threaded the needle on some important outcomes last week, probably the most important outcome, of course, being the US CPI numbers. So that has provided some respite where the rate picture is concerned for the moment. At least we don't have to worry about the Fed for a while until they meet next, of course. But what is more the focus at the minute, US company earnings. And that was the feature of Friday's session, with the big banks kicking the season off with their quarterly numbers. And it was an interesting affair. And ultimately, it was a bit of a bumpy ride as far as stocks are concerned, but we generally saw positive finishes for the indices. So where Europe and the US were concerned, the S&P 500 finished with a gain of 0.4% over the course of the week, up by 2.6%, and that index is now up by 4.1% as far as the early days of this year are concerned. So compare that with a similar improvement as far as the ASX 200 is concerned. So the momentum constructed. What is interesting, though, is to look under the bonnet and have a look at the dynamics of Friday's trade. So when you looked at the earnings numbers from JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup, each had positive aspects to them, but there were also some blemishes and some cautious commentary as well as far as the outlook statements were concerned. Some of the forecasts were shy of expectations, so that's why there was considerable volatility in the share prices in the immediate aftermath of them being reported when the market kicked off. But what was interesting to note is that they all recovered and finished in positive territory. So JP Morgan shares were up by 2.3% at the end of the day, even though their net interest income was below the market's expectations. Wells Fargo shares were up by around 3%. One of the blemishes within their numbers was the increase in expenses. Bank of America, their net interest income was solid, but again, it was lower than what the market had anticipated. The stock finishing up by 2.2%. And Citigroup had some of their best trading outcomes over the course of the fourth quarter of last year. The shares finished up by 1.7%. But what was interesting, that, well, when you look at the KBW Bank Index, so over the course of last year, that index was down by 28%. So a lot of negativity had been factored into to prices. Still a lot of negativity in anticipation of these earnings numbers. Prices sold off initially, but then over the course of the day, when the KBW was concerned, it was down by 2.6%. At one stage, and it finished with a gain of around 0.7%. It tends to highlight that a lot of bad news has already been factored in, and in the absence of those expectations being met, there's a little bit of a relief rally going on where the financials are concerned. So it's a question of whether or not that can last over the course of the near term. And to a great extent, it will depend on how the remainder of the earnings season pans out in terms of how banks themselves will continue in terms of this fillip of optimism that we're seeing. So that's why this reporting season is really quite important in terms of the first quarter of the year. Obviously, I suppose I'm stating things that are fairly obvious, but in terms of what we've seen on Friday, it's a very interesting setup. So as we look at the remainder of this week, there's a lot to get through as far as economic news is concerned. Tomorrow, for example, we've got the Chinese data dump, GDP, unemployment, fixed asset investment, and the like, an important session in terms of establishing a benchmark for where China was before they reopened. We've got the December unemployment report locally. We're expecting an unemployment rate of around 3.4%. The local employment market still holding up quite strongly. Wednesday, we've got producer inflation numbers out of the US. And then across the next couple of weeks, we've got quarterly production reports. This week, we'll have them handed in from Rio, BHP, and Whitehaven Coal. So, of course, prices achieved are important, but really at the moment, it's about maintaining expense and cost discipline. So they will be very closely scrutinized, those outcomes. But for the moment, it's looking fairly good. As I said, we'll be kicking off in positive territory. It's just a question of whether or not that can be maintained over the course of the remainder of the week. Have a great day.